The federal government's 15 dedicated mental health clinics it announced last month will open to the public on Monday. The clinics are part of a $31.9 million federal government mental health package to support Victorians during the pandemic and have been rapidly rolled out across the state. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the government recognises ongoing restrictions are having a significant impact on the wellbeing and mental health of individuals and communities in Victoria.
We've been able to provide economic support, but at the same time, as JobKeeper and JobSeeker have been assisting Australians, it's fundamental to provide the mental health support. Firstly, the message that it's okay not to be okay, it's okay to seek help. It's transformative for Australians to know I'm not alone, it's not just me, this can happen to anyone. And so that message is immensely important.
The new clinics, branded with the Head to Help logo, offer a free service over the next 12 months for people to access mental health care as early as possible. Mental health professionals at the clinics include GPs, mental health nurses, psychologists, psychiatrists, social workers, and or other allied health workers. The clinic will also help people connect to other services, including intensive mental health care or social support. Along with telehealth, Mr. Hunt says people can access the help in a number of ways.
And the actual support can be provided face to face. It's a permitted reason to leave, to seek that help, an incredibly important thing. So many people are craving human contact in the midst of lockdowns and curfews and 5 kilometre limits. It is an immensely important part of human contact. But if you can't seek face to face service, very importantly, there's online support.
In addition to the clinics, an extra $5 million will go into funding of existing digital and phone services for other services. These include services that assist people with eating disorders, such as the Butterfly Foundation, QLife, which provides anonymous and free LGBTI peer support, and Perinatal Anxiety and Depression Australia, or PANDA. The Victorian Aboriginal Health Service, Yarning Safe and Strong Helpline, will also receive extra support. Deputy Chief Medical Officer of Mental Health, Ruth Vine, says the clinics are in response to a growing need in the community.
We did note that close to the beginning of the lockdown in Melbourne, there was regrettably a substantial increase in people presenting to emergency departments with acute mental health crises, a rise in particularly with young people and those with eating disorders and other problems, and a great demand on inpatient beds. So what these services will do is provide an accessible, free of charge, professional service located, as the Minister's highlighted, in 15 places.
The clinic locations are Berwick, Frankston, Officer, Hawthorne, Yarra Junction, West Heidelberg, Broadmeadows, Wyndham Vale, Brunswick East, Warragul, Sale, Bendigo, Wodonga, Sebastopol and Norlane. And anyone concerned about their mental health can visit these clinics in person, or you can call 1800 595 212. That's 1800 595 212 to talk to a health professional or connect to a service near you. And you can find out more at headtohelp.org.au. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.